Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, let's let Miss Jenny Grubb from Longview, Washington, is going to call up in and sing a song that Chris Chilaine made famous way back when. I'm going to play a little six.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by his wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
What joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good evening, everyone. And greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, as I go into your word, once again, I ask the Holy Spirit to open our hearts and minds, to make us receptive, so that we can get a greater understanding of this, your word, Father, and have greater knowledge and wisdom to be able to help others that are walking in darkness or weakness that is in need of help. Now, Father, if we have committed any errors today, I ask that we be forgiven and that we are let known what those errors were so that we don't keep committing them over and over. Now, Father, be with us throughout this study. And I'm praying all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Now, we finished up with chapter 8 and chapter over into chapter 9, to the 15th verse, actually. But before we go in to our study, those of you that take communion with me, she's got everything ready. Get your bread. We know that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do in remembrance of me. eat your bread. Now get your cup. And after the same manner also, he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Drink your cup. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. All right. Now, let's get on back over into Hebrews. In the 9th chapter. And, as I said, we had went through the first 14. We'll be picking up there, seeing what God has for us, where he will take us to this evening. All right. We do know that there's 28 verses in this 9th chapter. We're halfway through it. All right. 15. And for this cause, let me back up to 14, because we had that, but that's where we left off. Let that lead us into the rest of this. 14. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. This comparison that we have here in 14 is because they are letting us know that the blood of Jesus Christ was so much stronger and better and far greater than the blood of the bulls and goats, and that they would be to be a new covenant made with mankind. For starting in that day and time and coming on into our day and time until the Lord comes back for his church. And that's when this age then will stop. It'll be when he comes back for his church. Now, as we go into 15, and for this cause he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. Now we know that the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament, the Old Testament sacrifices, could not take away sin. They merely made a provisional atonement, a temporary covering for sin. You see, they couldn't take away your sins where you wouldn't be doing them anymore. They couldn't take them completely out of your life. Christ's sacrifice expended all those past sins that had received such atonement. The Old Testament sacrifice might be compared to the writing of a check. The paper on which it is written is particularly, yet it is used and accepted in place of money. And since it is backed by what has been deposited in the bank, now Christ's death was deposited from the foundation of the world as that which backed the Old Testament sacrifice with Christ's death on the cross was released, and all the past checks were honored and paid. He paid for all sins when he went to the cross. He had taken all of our sins and all of that. And it's through him that we are forgiven of our sins, and only through him. There is no other way. As I told you this morning, he is the only way that we have to make heaven our home. 16. For where a testament is, there must also, of necessity, be the death of the testator. 17. For a testament is of force after men are dead. Otherwise, it is of no strength at all while the testator lives. So you see, he had to die in order for this new covenant to be enforced and to be of good to use. We find that the word testament refers here to a will in accordance with the Greek usage of the New Testament era, even though the Greek word is commonly used in Hebrew and throughout the New Testament for a covenant. A will requires the death of its maker before it can be set in force. Christ's sinless life could not establish the New Testament. His death, involving his shed blood, was necessary. You see, this is why he was sent to do what he done. There was a moment in his life he knew from the very beginning, even as a boy, what he was here for. But that day in Gethsemane, he had a moment there of asking the Father if there was any other way. But then, knowing there wasn't, in his prayer, he spoke and said, not my will, but thy will be done. Are you telling God today that the things in your life is not to be your will, but his? Because you are committing your life to him completely. Because you see, that's what comes of being born again. And without being born again, we have no way of entering in to his kingdom. And he tells us that. And he tells us that not in any tales or nothing. He tells it to us straight. And you find it in the Gospel of John chapter 3 as he was talking to Nicodemus. Now, 18. For upon neither the first testament was dedicated without blood. For when Moses had spoken every precept to all the people according to the law, he took the blood of calves and of goats of water, scarlet and wool and hyssop, and sprinkled both and all the people. This is what the old priest under the Mosaic law had to do. Now, 20, saying, as he sprinkled, he was saying, this is the blood of the testament, which God has enjoined unto you. 21. Moreover, he sprinkled with both blood the tabernacle and all the vessels of the ministry. 22. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission. And on the basis of the preceding verses, the author concludes two things. One, the law seems to require that almost everything be purged with blood, and that there is no remission or forgiveness without the shedding of the blood. That would leave us in a bad, bad shape. But you see, his blood covers our sins, gives us forgiveness past sins up to that point, but also washes us clean, pure, and gives us that circumcision of the heart where the old man's sin is cut out of it. And you see, the blood of bulls and goats couldn't do that. Now, 23. It was therefore necessary that the patterns of things in the heavens should be purified with these, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. You see, things had to change. And the only way they could, there had to be a better sacrifice. And that's what the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ was for and what it did. Now, 24. For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figure of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. That's why he's there. and he didn't stay on earth. Because he had to be there to intercede for you and I and those that will come to him for salvation. Now, this verse, this 24th verse we just read, the true holy places of heaven itself, this would dispute the notion that heaven contains a tabernacle corresponding in appearance to that which Moses was commanded to build. Heaven itself is the fulfillment or the archetype of that pattern. You see, all of heaven now is standing and waiting for us. And it is also the tabernacle, because you and I that are the born again children of God, we are his church. And we are the tabernacle in which the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit resides. Think about this. Now, 25. Nor yet that he should offer himself often as the high priest entered into the holy place every year with blood of others. You see, they had to go every year with this blood because the blood of the animals could not do the job that was to be done. Couldn't take away that sin. Was giving you a temporary forgiveness for those you had done up to that time. But then the next year, you'd have to go back because most of those you'd done that year, you really were doing a lot of them over and over and over again. Because that blood, those bulls and goats, could not take that away. Now, Verse 26. For then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world, but now once in the end of the world, as he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Now, we know, and the author here is talking about, even when he appeared here on the earth, he was talking about that being during the end time. We are well in to the end days. Think of that. A little over 2,000 years into the last days of time here on earth as we know it. Before the Lord's going to be coming back for his church and taking us out. Those that are ready. And those that are not will be left behind to go through the rest of that 7-year period of tribulation. You see, we're not going to have to go through it all. There are those out there that believe that we don't have to go through any of it, that he's coming for the church before that 7 years starts. And then there are those who say, no, it's right after the tribulation. No. And the Bible lets us know, because it gives us the months. And that 7 year tribulation period is divided into 42 months. And it is after the first 42 months that Jesus will be coming back to his church. Now, we don't know when that'll be. No one does. So can't no one tell you. If they go try and tell you, it'll be this and it'll be that, just don't believe it. You're told in his word, nobody knows. Even the Lord himself, the Bible says, don't know. Only the Father knows. And he'll be sending him back. Now, 27. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. 28. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. The relation of verse 27 to its context is often dismissed in order to stress the certainty of man's future judgment. It is an axiomatic that man dies once. However, exceptions do exist. Enoch and Elisha of the Old Testament, the saints who are alive at Christ's return, who will never die. Lazarus and others who were raised from the dead and later died a second time, but no exception concerning God's judgment can be cited. There is no reincarnation. Every person gets one chance to prepare. Yet the full significance of verse 27 cannot be seen apart from verse 28, as it is appointed unto men once to die. So Christ was once offered. The author is clearly presenting a comparison, as it is with man, so it was with Christ, as man can die only once. And so man Christ to die only once as a sacrifice, his relation to humanity would be martyred. And if he had to die more than once, to further a second comparison seemed evident. Beyond death, there exists another reality. For man is the reality of appearing for judgment. For Christ, it is the certainty of appearing with deliverance from condemnation for them that will, that look for him. Now you see, it's letting you now know. And the word tells us in several places. As we go through it, we've done read several, and we're going to be seeing a couple more times where it tells you and I that once we are saved, we'll never die. Well, yeah, this body's got to go. That's true. The body is going to go back to dirt. But this spirit that is you and I, we're not going with it. We're going on to be with the Lord Jesus Christ if we've made heaven our. And if not, to our seat in hell. And we'll remain there until the great white throne judgment, which will be quite a ways off. Because you see, before the great white throne judgment, the Lord's coming back to this earth for his second time to set up his millennial kingdom. That kingdom where he will rule on this earth 1,000 years. And then at the end of that will be that great white throne judgment. Finished with chapter 9. And I pray that everybody that has listened with me, that you've enjoyed it, that you've really gotten something out of our study, something you might not have known, and a few things that it may have stirred up in your memory. But I pray that you've got something from it to make you stronger, closer with the Lord Jesus Christ, stronger in faith, so that you can do the work that God will call upon you to do. Now, you know, as I pray, Father, and as I close your word, I thank you for this word. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. I thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, I pray for peace for this land of ours and also for the land of Israel. And I pray, Father, that those of this land will continue to stand in support of Israel. They are in great need right now, being under an attack. And I'm praying that both Israel and this nation will accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior and as their Messiah. And they will work with us. And may their government do the same thing, including the government on the foundation of your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I pray for all that listen to this study. I pray that they are in health and that they are walking close to you. Now I'm asking, Father, for you to keep them safe through the rest of this evening and tonight and bring us all back together again in the morning, Father, and back into your world. Father, this is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, everyone. Have a great day and a great night. Good evening, all.